everyone. I'm Shelley. I'm an addict alcoholic. I am also your area unity chair. Woo! So, funny story though, about a month and a half ago, I didn't even know a unity committee existed. I didn't even know unity was in CA. When I went to area, they voted me in as the unity area chair. And I was like, what is this? What am I getting myself into? So I've done some research and I've met the people from Illinois, the Unity people from Illinois. So they've given me a big hand in this. So the purpose of the Unity Committee is to enhance communication and outreach among diverse elements within the Fellowship of Cocaine Anonymous in the interest of carrying the message to the addict who still suffers and promoting CA unity. In the big book, in there is a solution. I just wanted to read a little bit to you. We are average Americans. All sections of this country and many of its occupations are represented, as well as many political, economical, social, and religious backgrounds. We are people who normally would not mix, but there exists among us a fellowship of friendliness and an understanding which is indescribably wonderful. We are like the passengers of a great liner the moment after rescue from shipwreck, when camaraderie, joyousness, and democracy pervade the vessel from steerage to captain's table. Unlike the feelings of the ship's passengers, however, our joy and escape from disaster does not subside as we go our individual ways. The feeling of having shared in a common pearl is one element in the powerful cement which binds us, but that in itself would never have held us together as we are joined now. The tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. We have a way on which we can absolutely agree and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. For me, what unity means is bringing CA together as a whole. What I would like to do is get the Milwaukee area and the Waukesha area together as one. Ways that we can do that are start going to other areas that are not maybe something that you would go to, or meetings, I mean. I'm trying to get out to a Milwaukee meeting at least once a week, a different meeting. And I'm asking everybody to help me out and do the same and support the meetings that don't have as much people going to. And also to support different events and conventions that you may not go to. The ways that we can support unity. Sorry, I got all my little notes here. We can make literature available in all languages. We can have greeters at all meetings. Encourage old and new members to participate in service. Honor the spirit of rotation and location of your area district meetings. Visit the meetings with fewer members. Complete a group inventory and complete an area inventory. Another thing we can do, since the newcomer is so important, and the newcomer is so important to me, and everybody in this room is important to me, and what I would like to see is, you know, the more people I have to support me, the better I'm going to do. The more sober I'm going to be, the more happy I'm going to be. And that's just what I'm trying to do, promoting unity. So anyhow, about the newcomer. There are ways in which we can retain the newcomer in our meetings. Have a group committee or greeters at your meetings. Do your groups provide newcomers with meeting lists and with phone numbers? Do your members talk to the newcomers after the meetings? Do your members encourage the newcomer to attend other meetings? Do they meet the newcomer at those meetings? Do your members ask the newcomer if this is their first meeting? Do they assure the newcomer receives a chip? Do your members see that the newcomer receives info about CA? Does anyone offer the newcomer rides or ride-sharing info? Is the newcomer treated with love, tolerance, and respect? Do your members ensure the newcomer that it works? And does your area encourage sponsorship programs and temporary sponsorship programs? I think it's very important that we embrace the newcomer as they come into these meetings. And also, to bring us all together, I think it's very important to invite your support system, your family and your friends to events, to open speaker meetings, because they are a part of us too. My family is so supportive of me, and I thank God for that, and they're here tonight. Love them. I know. And yeah, that's great. So, and it's a wonderful feeling to have them here, and I highly suggest that you invite your family and your support groups to the open speaker meetings and the conventions and whatever else we have going on. Get them involved. The upcoming events that are coming up for Unity, the Illinois event, the Unity event, is March 31st. I know that Dan and I and Jim and Jennifer are going down. If anybody else would like to join us, you know, let us know. And then I'm trying to organize a Unity.
Where are you going?
The Unity event, what is that?
The University Dinner. Diversity Dinner. March 31st in Illinois. You have tickets. Diane has tickets even. Okay. All right. Way to go, Diane. And then I'm also trying to organize a bowling event. The tentative date on that is April 29th, and that will be out in Waukesha. I'm going to try to do events both in Milwaukee and Waukesha and like in the middle. And then, you know, see if we can combine this group and get it together as one. And then also I'd like to close with, treat every Unity issue with love and tolerance. Love and tolerance is big for the Unity. Thank you.